This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Hi, this is Aja, and you're listening to Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Ariana Grande, you're listening.
So which is it? Is it Aja or is it Ariana Grande?
I could never tell. I'm pretty sure it's Aja. Aja?
How exciting.
I know.
Dean, before we get into some RuPaul chat.
Oh, because we've never done that before.
that song by Ed Sheeran, it's called Beautiful People, but the lyrics are actually about how we're not beautiful people.
I mean, doesn't that make us all just beautiful people?
What a strange curveball from Ed Sheeran there. Just a little reminder that we're not that beautiful.
But there's a lot of songs that you sing where you feel like it's just, I love singing this song. The melody's great. The music's awesome. And then you look at the words and go, what have I done?
Look, I did actually just quickly look up the lyrics as well as we were listening to that song there. And I think with the 3 seconds of research that I've done into this.
Oh, you are a very big researcher on Wikipedia.
He's sort of referring to a certain type of person that is a little bit fake and phony, that they are the beautiful people and that we're not them.
I like to call those people influencers.
Yes. I think that might be what Ed Sheeran's having a little dig at here.
Yeah. Just let it, warts and all, let it all hang out. That's what we do. Robbie's, you know, got his big pimple. That was the hump you were talking about, wasn't it?
Yeah. Thank you for drawing attention to that.
I haven't shaved in days or slept at all, quite frankly. I'm doing this sleep hygiene chat today is going to come in very handy.
We always bring our best selves to Joy, don't we, Dean?
But let's get down to the real important news.
Mad Wednesdays. Drag race, Mad Wednesdays. Drag race.
Be the best woman. May the best woman win. Indeed.
No matter how they identify.
UK Drag Race recap coming at you now. Last week.
Yeah, we're up to EP6.
Oh, gosh, it's nearly over. We've come to our final four, but before we get to that, last week, bottled water episode.
Oh, yes, that's right.
How do you feel about those?
It made me moist. It was the branding episode where the queens were given a bottle of water that they had to sell and brand themselves according to it.
Mm.
I thought Blue Hydration was a wonderful idea, but it didn't seem to go well for Blue Hydrangea, did it?
No, unfortunately not. And were you with me? I said last week that I thought Blue was probably...
Cheryl, but it's probably going to be Cheryl this week because a certain party promoter has already promoted like the UK tour with 3 people.
Yeah,
that may just happen.
Not happy about
that. So you know, thanks for spoiling that.
Yeah, again, like you do every season.
But this was a really interesting episode. Quite frankly, did you read my review in this?
Of course, I did. Dean, I read it 12 times this week.
I must admit, I apologise to everyone. I did get over 2,000 words. I think the less queens there are, the more
you have to say about them?
And more details.
Why not?
But I thought Bagger deserved to be on the bottom.
Yeah, I think definitely Bagger deserved to be on the bottom. But the issue is that they had to have Cheryl lip sync a Cheryl song in front of Cheryl.
I know, and it's just that's what they should have had it's Cheryl television. Earlier. Quite frankly, yeah, it's reality TV. It was the whole show was just completely not set up at all, and I was really here for it. Look, it was a lot of fun. How would you brand a bottle of water, Robbie?
If you had to brand it, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of these. Personal branding. I like the idea of personal branding, but I don't think that they execute it very well.
Well, it's a hit and miss because of the way in which they're being asked to do it. They're being asked to create an ad. They're being asked to, you know, sit in certain tones and mediums that are different. But that's about stepping, for want of a better phrase, your pussy up and putting yourself into a more professional space.
I don't think you did want a better phrase there. You're happy with your phrase.
And when you think about it, you know, like you're a self-made performer, you're a self-made entertainer, and you've got to put this work in to get your branding right, to get it out to your audience, to market things, and to be the next drag superstar of the UK, being able to do that stuff properly is part of the key. So
I 100% agree with the concept of it. What I think is that nobody actually meets the challenge correctly.
I would disagree. I think that Vivian did a great job.
You didn't even hear my point yet.
You said enough, didn't you?
I think the essence of what they're trying to do here is who are you? What is your brand? How do you sell yourself to the world? And yeah. I don't think anyone does it. Everyone kind of goes, what's the funniest thing I can do? What's the silliest, funniest thing I can do?
Well, because you've got to sell yourself and sell a bottle of water. So I think Davina did a brilliant job. Mm. And if Davina had a better outfit, would have been in the top.
Mm. Still, I just would like to see them push in their own sort of, you know, this is who I am.
Tell us, Robbie, who are you when it comes to a bottle of water?
Well, I don't know, but I'm not applying for one of these shows, am I?
Look at how defensive he's got, listeners.
I'm allowed to be a couch warrior if I want to.
I mean, you've certainly been doing it for years. Yeah. No one's going to lie.
Look, I do. I didn't really like any of them. I don't think that that's. I think I've been pretty.
Like you're being way too hard on everyone.
I just didn't really like any of them, but I still love the episode. I'm still loving the vibe of the season. I just didn't particularly think anyone knocked it out of the park.
It's just like with Snatch Game. Just because you can't do Snatch Game well doesn't mean you're a bad performer. It just means you're not good at that particular task.
Yeah. So I agree. And I'm starting. Bag is kind of wearing off on me a little bit. I was over Bagger.
Giving up in the workroom. Oh well, I don't know the number. Oh well, this. But also in a completely not stage scenario, Cheryl doing a Cheryl song. Who knew?
Yeah.
My problem with it all is it was just all a bit too contrived.
Yeah.
It's still a
Which this season
Everyone's
hasn't
for
really
place,
been.
But it really felt like that. I thought we would get the Cheryl on Cheryl episode earlier on.
Yeah.
And to have it be at this point, it's just like.
And I think
but, I don't think a mistake was made in the judging. I really don't. Like, it, you know, it, Blue certainly hit the top of where they were in the space of the competition.
Yeah. Oh, you think so? I think Blue should have. She deserves to be there past Cheryl. I think Blue has shown us more than Cheryl.
But when
has.
I agree.
But not in terms of
that's
the
in what we've seen as far as an edit. Do you know what I mean? Like now that they're not editing Cheryl as a villain, which they've been trying to do and it hasn't worked, suddenly you realise everyone doesn't hate Cheryl and they actually have a laugh about the fact that Cheryl keeps talking.
Yeah, but
so
I don't
it's not
think,
how it's portrayed.
I don't think that she's elevated to the point that some of the others are, and
that's
I don't think she's as far.
True. That's
I don't think
true.
I don't which I think Blue is a bit more polished.
Week.
But, yes, she will be out this week. We're going to have the very obvious top three that we all thought we were going to get.
No one expected, except for when that party just released the top three.
Who is going to win out of that top three, Dave?
I don't know. Who would you like to win?
Who would I like to win, or who do I think is going to win?
I would like Davina to win.
I would like Davina to win, but I think the Vivian will win.
Based on what?
Based on the way that it's sort of been edited.
We'll see.
You're better at picking an edit than I am, but...
I am better. You're right. You've got heard it here first. Robbie said Dean's better.
Look, I've had enough of this.
Mad Wednesdays. Mad Wednesdays.
Yep. Tune in next week and find out what we think of the top three. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.